This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Presented through the generosity of Joey English. Santa, let's say, presented through the generosity of Santa. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant for a free meal. Eat at Elmer's.com, 327-8419.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
You've got a gift certificate to Laser Ink Central Printer Resources, 4599 East Ramon Road in Palm Springs. And you know you get in a little bit of trouble with your ink cartridges and your printers during the Christmas time when you're doing all those Christmas letters and all of that. So they are at Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com, 778-4444.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
MJR Custom Framing, $50 gift certificate. They're at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage, 324-6696. If you are all ready for Christmas, you might want to have them frame one of your Christmas pictures after the fact, right? There's always stuff to frame, isn't there, Joey Pals?
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
You've got a $50 gift certificate to Red Jeep Tours. Toward, you can apply it toward any of their tours. Red-JeepTours.com. 477-4118.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Morgan. And, well, the red Jeeps, you have to come. Oh, this season is going to be so beautiful. Come with us on those red Jeeps. You'll be so excited.
And it works this way. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Brian has five children. I've got three. We'll take the eighth caller, Joey Pals. 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number eight, Merry Christmas. Remember, this is from Santa, Elmer's, Laser Ink, MJR, and Red Jeep Tours. And thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 27th year. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. That's it. My blood pressure's taking over. I'm starting to have cognitive decline.
How many L's in regularly?
I think there's three.
Okay. Is there a new drop for arthritis pain?
Well, yes and no. So here's what's happening. So there's been a lot of research lately in pain modalities, trying to find ways to change the way we've been treating pain. Instead of using high-dose opioids and non-steroidals, drugs that have, to speak about cognitive effects, these also have physical effects, falls, et cetera. They cause a lot of other issues, not to mention constipation and other things. So they're trying to find out how do we target with microdoses ways to treat arthritis. And so now we might have even talked about this in the past. When they start to look at pain theory, women have been largely left out of the older studies where they looked at pain medications. And because men were mostly, this is all the way up to 1982 or 85. So now what we're seeing is changing the modality, changing the targets. So there's pain targets. So there's opioid receptors. We know there's calcitonin G-related peptide receptors. There's other nerve things that we can target using very small doses and changing the way they're delivered. So Harvard is working on, not just Harvard, there's lots of companies working on making drugs more lipophilic so that they get to the site, just so they penetrate where they need to be into the spinal cord where a lot of pain is mediated. So this is what Harvard and others, Yale, USC, UC Santa Barbara is looking at nanoparticle drops that can get to that thing, your pain sites, and modulate pain.
Is that what I understand to be a receptor, pain receptors? That's
yeah, all the things where pain is mediated from the central nervous system to the periphery.
Do you get a prescription for these drops yet?
No, these are all things that are literally a lot of things that we talk about are years off. This is not, I wouldn't say basic research per se, but these are all things that we're trying to understand, just the basic science. Then it goes into, quote, research production. Can we actually scale this? Do we, all the studies that have to be done to prove it's safe so the FDA approves it? It's years. It's 8 to 10 years to get a new drug to market sometimes.
That's why people go out of the country sometimes.
Well, yes, they do.
Okay, Joey pals. Somebody was feeling empathy for the 14-year-old gal who was denied a kidney transplant because she wasn't vaccinated, which is a big umbrella.
Well, you know, I don't know what she wasn't vaccinated against. But
oh, COVID.
Okay, COVID. So, yeah. Well, we've known this for a long time, that the CDC, we've talked about transplants a long time, but yeah, COVID vaccination and full dose scheduled for vaccines. If you're not fully immunized, a lot of times the risks are we put an organ in you and it fails and we can't treat you with all the immunosuppressant drugs to make sure that it stays healthy and functioning for a long time. So the transplant centers have made a decision. They wanted these to be successful. They want to take an organ that's still viable, put it in someone that is it's going to work in, and not going to have a failure due to an infection downstream that can affect that organ. So, you know, my simple statement here is: if you need an organ, do everything you can to follow the protocol so that you have access to that when your time comes. We have a big problem right now with people donating organs. Anyway, I think what we talked about this, 30,000 Americans die every year waiting for an organ. And so if you're not an organ donor, you know, consider it and get vaccinated.
Do you have to be boosted as well to be an organ donor, or just vaccinated?
Well, organ donor, you can be an organ donor, vaccinated or not. That's this is kind of the irony, isn't it? Like I could donate my kidney tomorrow to someone if I wasn't vaccinated, but that person... Because they're going to be on special drugs that really drop your immune system so you don't reject the organ. Right. So those are the concerns that you're going to be at risk for all kinds of infections, possible infections that could cause that organ recipient not to do well.
Double-edged sword. Okay. A Joey Powell said, please have you comment on the fact that a lot of adults are not getting boosted. They got the original shots, and they're not getting boosted. And by the way, the Bruce Springsteen tribute band on the stage at the McCallum, he made a statement. He said, a lot of my friends were going to come to the show, and then they found out they had to be vaccinated, and they canceled their tickets. But this is a little side of that. Why are people not getting vaccinated to the same extent that they did in the beginning?
Well, it's vaccine fatigue, it's notification fatigue, it's COVID fatigue. And the interesting thing is we're not reporting the deaths to COVID that are still happening. There's about 300 deaths a day. And you think about that, put that in perspective, we're still losing 10,000 Americans a month to this virus that's circulating, mutating. And even though we've talked about it becoming more easy to spread but less lethal, the people dying are the unvaccinated. In fact, older, we're seeing this even today locally. If you want to know who's dying in the hospital of COVID, it's older folks who have not been vaccinated, and that's primary series at all. And we know the boosters are working in lowering people's risk, but I think people are just tired. And you know, now it's, okay, did you get your flu vaccine? And did you get this? Did you get your RSV vaccine? Wait, there aren't any yet. But guess what? The good news, I'm going to throw this in there real quick. There are two adult vaccines for RSV that are in late phase, like level 3 trials, so phase 3 trials, that show an 80% benefit in protecting seniors from RSV. So think about it. There's 58,000 hospitalizations for kids every year, almost three times as much for seniors. So this is going to be a game changer. We'll probably see these in the middle of 2023. And the Pfizer vaccine, this is the one we talked about. They're giving that to pregnant women so that instead of using Synagis for babies who are high risk for RSV, they're getting this transferred immunity from the mom from the vaccine. One last note for RSV fans, if you're a fan of RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus. It circulates every winter. We haven't seen it for a couple of years. That's why we have what's called an immunity gap, and we're seeing a lot of people sick right now with influenza and RSV. There, in 2023, there's also going to be a brand new immunoglobulin. It's a fusion protein for RSV that's very effective in children. Once again, it reduces. It's got a six-fold reduction in hospitalization or bronchiolitis. Well, they call it medically attended RSV, where you had to see a doctor and be treated. You don't go to the ICU. So this is going to be the middle of 2023. We haven't had a drug in this category since 1998.
But you just told us that it takes 8 years, so this has been in the works.
This has been in the works in Europe for a long time. And so it's been approved in Europe, and now we're bringing it to the U.S. So this is good news for RSV sufferers. Since we haven't seen it, now we're going to start to see the normal cycling of RSV and influenza. So we may see a decrease in case rate and in hospitalizations next season.
Now, this kind of ties in the last 3 minutes that we've got. Gosh, it goes quickly. What you just said, there's a new study out that shows non-vaccinated people have a higher incidence of having a car accident. I'm not sure how to connect that one.
I'm not sure either, but let me think about this. If there is a connection, because I haven't studied this yet, do they have a higher risk of car accident?
Your reaction somehow?
You know, I don't know.
Okay, that's your homework. Then you have time for 3 cups of coffee decreases your chances of heart disease, but COVID vaccine increases your chances of heart disease.
Get boosted and drink coffee. Yes, please. You know, I love. I'm a coffee connoisseur. I love coffee. And
I'm putting my sweetener in it since you taught me about sweeteners helping with antibodies.
Right. Well, now there's a new study that saccharin causes anxiety in mice.
Yes.
If you can believe that. So don't put saccharin in your coffee. But we know 3 cups a day is really good for not only cardiovascular health, for renal health, for all kinds of stuff. And there's a new study out that shows that coffee can reduce the risk of gestational diabetes. So
I know it affects the capillaries in your forehead, and if you have migraines or headaches, it's supposed to help you.
Yeah.
Or did I make that up?
No. In fact, some of the oldest migraine therapies, butalbital, came with caffeine for the relaxation of your vasculature in your head. And coffee, you know, I don't get a lot of headaches anyway, but if I don't drink coffee, I get headaches. And the other thing about, remember your mom used to say, if you drink coffee, you're going to be short, right? If your mom, you know what? There's some truth to that. So coffee is good, but too much in pregnancy has been associated with shorter stature. I'm not saying like 3 inches, maybe a half inch or so, but anyway.
It's always wonderful to talk to you. Where will you spend Christmas?
In Rancho Mirage, right down the street.
What's your Christmas wish? Do you have one? What do you want Santa to bring you?
You know what? Peace and joy for this community.
And health.
Health. Help. Healthy. Whatever is good for my neighbors and yourself, Joey.
If you see Santa, you tell him I've been very good. With a straight face.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Merry Christmas, Brian.
Merry Christmas to you.
Joey Pals. Here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And remember, go with me next March to Dubai. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Okay, Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership. Her website is astrologyworldnews.com. Now, the Capricorn sign begins December 22nd this year. Capricorns are usually busy with work and solving problems for other people. This is normal for Capricorns. At this time, they are more concerned with what governments are planning to do and with dollars and savings. Oh no, Mercury retrograde begins December 29th until the end of day January 17th, 2023. So watch contracts, check the details before you sign to make sure it's what you wanted. Now remember, Dana has taught us that retrogrades don't necessarily mean negative things, it just means more intense things. Check it all out, astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency reminds you of current water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours. Restaurants can only serve water upon request. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O. If you want to know about grass removal funding for low-income residents, dwa.org/grass. And the main website is dwa.org. Just fabulous, that website I'm so fond of. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas. Ooh, it's getting a little late. With their fabulous selection of ornaments that have probably almost sold out. I think he told us he had 14,000 of them. 20% off all Christmas trees. There's a huge order of books, gifts, candles, more. Don't forget birthdays, weddings, and a new collection of retro pool floats if any of you are still in your pools. It's a little chilly. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo, L-A-L-O, Visions, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, day, month, year, tomorrow holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalo, that's L-A-L-O, lalovisions.com. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has special holiday schedule for Santa. They have the ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe, only $38. That includes the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe for adults. They have choir performances on selected Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. You just got to go to the website, pstramway.com. And remember, that's a wonderful place to send your holiday, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah visitors. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley, and also the wonderful films, don't forget. PSCulturalCenter.org. Pick from these. Sundays with Keisha D. Weekly. Monday, Mon Petit Salon. Weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor. Weekly. I don't know what's happening to Life is a Cabaret since Les Michaels passed away. So check that on the website. Thursdays, Cocktail Classics on selected evenings. What a lovely menu. PSCulturalCenter.org. Thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Well, maybe not so good. Tomorrow, Foley and Stinnett with Dan, Palm Springs Air Museum with Fred, and Just Fabulous with Stephen. Until then, you be well, and all the best.